This is the Authentic Persuasion Show.
Leadership, again, inspiring and enrolling somebody into a mission towards a vision, that's pulling, in my opinion. Again, this is just my opinion, my experience based on doing this for a long time and being in organizations, not even sales related, but observing and watching people who are leading versus managing, is that leadership is pulling. It's pulling somebody. When you're being a leader, when you act like a leader and function like a leader and see your role in sales as a leader, then what happens is you're now pulling your prospects. You're pulling people across the finish line, right? So instead of convincing them, instead of pushing them, instead of tricking them, feeling like you have to manipulate them, what you're doing is you're pulling them, you're inspiring them and enrolling them into a mission headed towards a vision. So with that foundation set, let's talk about more on the sales side, because what I get a lot from people is when they say, yeah, but I'm just selling cars, or I'm selling furniture, or I'm selling this. I'm helping people, again, out of debt, or I'm helping them, whatever it is, right? I'm not doing something that's grandiose with this giant mission and vision. And so it's, I don't have that same thing. Like, I'm not impacting people. I don't have this amazing mission and vision for what I'm doing. But that's where most people just don't understand their true role when it comes to sales and selling people, which is the fact that you are. Your job is to take someone from where they are now to where they want to be or could be, and someplace that's better off. It's the same reason I have that as part of my personal mission, which is to leave people better than I found them. Your job in sales, if you're a sales professional who wants to do things for people and help them in a way that benefits them, not just yourself, it can be win-win, but it should be about what benefits them. In that case there, then your job is a leader. Your job is to help them get to a better place, to start here and move here. That is the mission. And your vision for them is success. Some people, it's getting out of pain, right? So if you deal with people who are in debt, or you people who have health issues, like if you work at a gym, some people, they're getting out of pain. They want to avoid pain. They want to get out of a painful situation and shift that. Some people are doing okay, and they just want to achieve something more, something different, right? Maybe they have a car. Car works fine. They want to buy a new car. They want to have a different future. They want to have something different, something bigger. What is it that they want? What's important to them? Why does it matter to them? We're going to cover all that in the future sessions. I don't know which one that one's going to fall under, session eight, somewhere in there. But it's all about helping them get to a better place. What does that look like for them? Now, here is where a lot of people who take this advice and this information, not necessarily applying it the right way. So make sure you do this part, which is the key, which is knowing that your job is to lead them. Your focus is to lead them. If you want to shift and transform from order taker to quota breaker, then what you've got to do is shift from just hoping they know what they want and trying to pull them as a manager of the transaction, or push them as a manager of the transaction, to becoming a leader and pulling them along towards the finish line, towards the mission and the vision. The key is you've got to understand what that is for them. A lot of times people in sales, what they do is they drink the company Kool-Aid, they read the brochure, they think it's exciting, what they're selling everyone should want, or they get desensitized to the fact that everybody is different and everyone has their different needs and desires and goals and hopes. And what happens is they just treat everyone the same. And they think either everyone should want this thing and they just give the company line. They talk about features. They talk about benefits, right? Facts and figures. They read from the brochure. They give a demo from the slide deck, which is just so boring and gross and not what people are looking for. And they forget the goal as a sales professional, as a leader, is to help that person across their finish line. This week, what we're going to talk about is leadership. Now, I don't mean leadership as in managers, supervisors, directors, bosses, somebody who is leading salespeople. I'm talking about you, the salesperson who is in charge of and has a leadership role and responsibility within the conversation, within the transaction for your prospects, for those people, right? The key is that you want to embrace your role as a leader, and to be successful in sales, to be a sales professional takes leadership. Now, let's talk about some things first. So what is a leader, right? Versus what is a manager? Well, a leader is somebody, without getting into like a textbook definition, a leader is somebody who inspires and enrolls other people into their mission with a vision of where they want to go to, right? So inspires and enrolls into a mission heading towards a vision. That's, to me, what a leader is. Now, a manager is someone who manages somebody in a task or a process and towards some kind of destination, right? And we can all think of great leaders. We can also think of great managers. We can think of terrible leaders, and I'm sure we can think of terrible managers. We've all had many of those. Here's the biggest thing. Leaders inspire and enroll into a mission heading towards a vision. And that's so important to understand, because the key is that they're inspiring, which means they're getting people to want to be a part of it. And then they're enrolling, which is, I want you to be a part of this, and I want you to be on this journey with me. Sales, when done right, is about enrolling. No matter what you're selling, right? It could be furniture, it could be couches, it could be helping people out of debt, it could be, you know, a software program for a company, it could be consulting services. You're enrolling that person. When it's done right, you're doing that as a leader, and you're enrolling them. One of these, the leadership example, the leadership destination, the definition is pulling. And this is so important. And again, I'll get to why this matters, right? And where this really can impact your sales career and your selling effectiveness at a super high level. The key is that leadership is about pulling. Leaders, good leaders, amazing leaders, inspirational leaders are pulling people into their vision, into their mission. They're enrolling them. They don't have to trick them. They don't have to convince them. They don't have to manipulate them, right? A good, powerful, well-intentioned leader is pulling people along on this adventure that they're going on towards this vision that they have in their mind. Now, of course, you might say, well, not all leaders do that. There's some bad leaders, cult leaders, religious leaders, political leaders. Yes, there's some people, but they're still inspiring and they're still enrolling into a mission to go towards a vision. It's just, where is that vision? Where is that mission? Which way are they heading? Is that the right thing for the people who are following? So that's a technical aside. The key, though, is that leaders pull. Leaders are pulling people into them, with them, and on this mission and journey together. Managers push. Managers push people to do tasks. Managers push tasks and operations and systems and processes to get completed. A manager pushes, a leader pulls. Okay. And if we're talking about organizations, it's necessary to have both, right? So we're not going to talk about actual organizational leadership and management right now. But when I say these definitions, it's also okay. Every organization needs both. There's managers and there's leaders, and there's people in each role, right? You could be a sales manager who is a leader inspiring people and also having the manager processes and tasks and people in that moment. And that's what's necessary, right? Even on the battlefield, there's leading, there's managing, both of those are necessary. I have never met somebody who is in a role where it's purely leadership or purely management, right? They can do both. Even a great leader, CEO of an organization, also has to manage stuff, right? Processes.
next topic that I covered is really important. And this one shifts a lot of people. It helps them kind of break away from that order taker mode into a sales professional, not just a salesperson who's pushy and uses manipulation, but a sales professional is the fact that your job is to be a leader of the prospect. Now, a lot of times when I say leader and leadership, people think, okay, well, you're talking about my leader, right? Like my manager, my team lead, my supervisor, my boss, right? Yes, they're in a leadership role with you, towards you. But what's also true is when it's done in the right mindset with the right process and the right approach, the proper approach, I will say, is that you're also the leader of the prospect, right? They're looking to you for guidance. They're looking to you for wisdom. They want help and you are leading them somewhere. Now, a lot of people in sales are leading them down the wrong path or leading down a path that only serves the salesperson or leading them nowhere. And that's the order taker mode. And they are not really leading. They're not really stepping into it. And you have two people, the salesperson and the prospective client, that are basically having a conversation. And the salesperson is hoping the prospect knows which way to go on this trip up the mountain because the salesperson isn't taking charge, isn't saying, I am the leader. Let's go. I have a plan. I have a mission. I know what the destination looks like. Follow me. I will get us there. And so that's what you want to remember. All of the traits, all of the things that you think of, all of the things that you may have heard or read or seen about what makes a leader great or what inspires other people or what inspires you to follow someone who is in a leadership role, those are all the same things that you can apply in your sales conversations. That's what your prospect is looking for.